This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast. I'm your host, Jimbo. Let me welcome in my cohort in crime, Steve-O. What's going on, bud?
You know, just confused.
What are you confused? What are you confused about?
It's chilly outside. Oh. If you're in the shade, it's cold. If you're in the sun, it's hot. I don't know what to wear.
It's not hot.
It's hot. I go with shorts and sleeves.
That nowhere in this area is it hot right now. It feels great. Stop your whining.
Well, I'm just confused. I don't know what to wear.
You know what?
It's a hard day.
Hang on. You know what's confusing?
Oh, I know what's confusing.
I'm looking at the standings.
Yeah.
That's confusing.
Haven't we won like 13 games in a row? It feels like it, right?
We've won 4 in a row. Our last 10 were 7-3, and yet social media is still not happy.
Well, it's not even that. We're not catching any. Here's the deal,
though. What do you mean we're not catching anything? We're still 2 games out.
2 or 3?
2 out of the wild card.
Oh, I'm 3 out of the division.
Out of the division, it's more than 3. Listen, okay, we're 4 back from the Cubs. I, sir, don't care how we get in. I just want to get in.
You just want somebody to ask you to homecoming.
Well, listen,
you want a date.
That's right. I just want to get in. And again, I don't care what happens. Like, what's the man say in the movie? You know, winning, it's like better than losing.
Yeah.
Isn't that what the man says?
That's what he says in Bull Durham.
And again, I'm not a dummy. I know we got problems, but I don't really care right now.
Well, let me ask you this. That lineup they rolled out there last night,
every time they roll this lineup out, all these social media experts have a cow over it.
There were 13 rookies, I think, they played last night. Batted. Like a little league game, you know. They're not batting 9. They're batting like 13 rookies, it seems like.
Well, again, listen, I'm not going to make this more than what it is, okay? I mean, we still don't have a middle-of-the-order bat, okay? We don't have a legit closer, although Tyler Lyon's doing a great job. But
yeah,
we don't have that traditional come in and boom, boom, blow you away, whatever. You know, it's funny. I was sitting there watching Tyler Lyon's last night, and I couldn't even get it out fast enough on Twitter. I wonder what pitch he's going to throw here. I mean, it is swooping curveball after swooping curveball. But you know what? It's effective.
Well, we can talk to BMO about. And I know major leaguers are different, but a lefty is a good person to have in those roles, just because as a right-handed batter, I like righties just as much as I like lefty. I probably like righties more because I've seen them more. And I think it's the same thing with a left-handed batter. That matchup, obviously, they favor the righties. But lefties on lefties tough. I think lefties on righty is a tough matchup. They just don't see enough of it. Now, I get these guys are major leaguers and they've seen plenty of it, but there's still more right-handed pitchers than there are left-handed pitchers. So, you know, when you're talking about a guy coming in, you know, ask Benji when we get him on here, would he rather face a guy, a lefty or a righty? And
well,
I'm sure he would say it doesn't matter to me.
Well, I would say this. It would depend on who the lefty is. I mean, nobody, and I mean nobody, if you've ever played baseball, wants to face a left-handed guy who throws a ball that starts up here and ends up at your back foot and may catch the zone.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hit that. This whole thing comes down to making pitches, right?
Right.
And great hitters, and that's why they're major league hitters and not triple-A hitters, great hitters hit mistakes, right? That's what they do. the mistakes you get away with sometimes in the minor leagues, you don't get away with at the major league level typically. So at the end of the day, I'm back on this wagon. I don't give a shit. As long as it works, right? I don't care who it is. I don't care who's doing what. I don't care if it's a guy that sucked for 3 months and all of a sudden he's found it. I don't care. I really don't. I don't care. I do not care right now. But I know this. We're the walking wounded and somehow we're getting it done. Now, I don't want to hear any bullshit about, well, the Padres are no good and this and that. Listen, everybody's got a
Padres
everybody.
Were no good when they came here, right?
Well, listen, again, and again, I'll ask people this all the time too. You know, like when we won 2 or 3 and that wasn't good enough or whatever it was, or any time we win 2 or 3 and it's not good enough or whatever, who gets swept all the time? Teams don't get swept all the time just because they're not good. That's number one. And number two, again, you want the current team to be like past teams. Well, what did Tony La Russa always say? Just win the series. Win every series. God, if you won every series, that's not even realistic.
Correct.
Is it?
No.
Okay, so people want what they want when it's convenient to fit their narrative. Like for instance, everybody wants Whitey Herzog back, but yet the same people don't want any bunting. Well, if Whitey Herzog was here, we'd be bunting.
Yeah. Small ball, stealing bases, bunting, hitting runs.
The same people that want him back are the same people that complain when we bunt with a runner on first and second and nobody out. And so what do? They blame it on personnel. Well, this is a major league player. Okay? All right, understand how the game works first, please. Okay? And I don't need your stats to tell me how bunting's bad. I don't need it. I don't want to hear it. Okay? Because, again, we have a whole history of Cardinal baseball built around bunting and small ball. It's got its own name.
Yeah, and we tend to like that. That was what we grew up on.
And I don't even.
And I wonder if
wait
that's.
A minute, hang on. Whoa, I don't even like it.
Really?
I understand it.
You don't like it?
Well, not really. I want to see guys swing the bat. Whatever. But you know what I like more than any of it? Simple answer. Winning.
It is better than losing, you know.
Well, not according to social media. We still can't get it.
You know,
right.
I tend to look at you and you keep getting bothered over the vocal minority. There's three guys out there that say something. You get all your panties in a bunch over that bullshit, and I don't think it's worth it. I mean, three dudes that's saying something.
I just, you know, why is he stealing there? Well, he's not stealing. He's running on the pitch.
You know what I was waiting for last night?
For me to say something about the people that were pissed off. Why is he stealing?
I was waiting. Was it Lions that he pitched against a righty?
Well, yeah, he pitched against a righty.
And then he came up against a lefty. I think that's what it was. I forget who it was. I think it was Lions.
Well, he's our closer.
Left him in there. No, it was something else. I think it was
Sheriff.
It was Sheriff.
Sheriff pitched 2 innings. Everybody stole a cow, and this guy did was pitch well for 2 innings.
Well, here's the deal. He left him in there on a lefty-righty matchup.
No,
and I was waiting for Margot to go big fly to hit a home run to take the lead so everybody can be like, oh, well, why didn't you just switch
2 months ago. See, that's how things go, though. 2 months ago, the guy would hit a home run.
Yeah, absolutely. He would have. And then the other four people would have complained, and you would have gotten, oh, my God, I can't believe these four. I don't listen to the clowns
My favorite, though, is this people freaking out about Mejia playing. But yet we had a whole fan base that wanted defense first. This guy's a stud defensively.
Oh, yeah.
He's a real deal.
Yeah.
Okay? But yet nobody wants him to play. He may be the best defender in the organization on the infield.
Yeah.
Hands down. But yet nobody wants him to play. Well, what do you want?
I don't get it.
They're not growing on trees.
You're
guys
listening
that play
to
defense.
Three guys, and then something happens, and then a different
we
three
still
guys
got
say
people
something.
People that want Carson Kelly to play. Yachty's hitting 280. He's got 15 bombs, and he's playing great defense, and somebody still wants Carson
in there.
I know,
but those are the three people that Yachty didn't sign an autograph for outside the stadium.
There's people that want Luke Voit in instead of Jose Martinez.
And, yeah.
Well, now I get the whole thing of, we'll put him in the outfield and play Luke Voit at first. I'd be okay with that, too. I don't have a problem. But, you know, hey, as much as I'm not on the Piscotty bandwagon, he hasn't been awful since he came back. I think he's hitting over 300. What do you do? Hey, listen, whatever buttons are being pushed right now are working. So if you want to bitch when they're pushing the buttons and they're not working, how about instead of saying, well, they're working in spite of those buttons being pushed, it doesn't matter. They're winning. Hey, check us out. We are Two Birds on a Bat. We want you to go to our website, twobirdsonabat.com. It's where you can listen to this current show. You can listen to back episodes. More importantly, you can subscribe to the show, which is absolutely free. You'll just get a notification each time the new show comes out. Happy to be on social media is, again, well, happy. That's an odd word to use after complaining about it. But very simply put, follow us on Twitter. We are at Birds on a Bat Show. Jump in our conversations as we'll jump in yours, and love the back and forth. If you're a Cardinal fan and you follow us at Birds on a Bat Show, we're going to follow you back. If you're talking about the Cardinals, we want to know about it. So, again, we love to communicate through our Twitter account. Please, on Twitter, share our stuff around if you would, especially when we publish the show through there. It's just a way for us to reach all the great fans out there. Facebook, same way. Simply type in Two Birds on a Bat. You'll find our Facebook page. We're happy to be a part of the Facebook community. It's a great way to share the show. It's also a great way to jump in and just be a part of that community that, without question, is growing each and every day. And the testament to that is being a part of RallySquirrel.com, one of the biggest Facebook pages out there and definitely one of the best. Happy to have Nate McHenry and his Rally Squirrel Report be a part of the show. Happy to make a nice announcement today on that, too, as things are progressing with them and our relationship. We're getting ready to offer something I think that people are really going to enjoy. So, again, make sure you check out RallySquirrel.com. Cardinal Freaks, another great Facebook page. It's near and dear to all our hearts. Chris Lawless, of course, with Cardinals Nation, Cardinals 24/7. He does such a great job. And, again, our thoughts are with him and his fiance always as they still continue this journey together. And things are always steadily improving, hopefully, for them. And, of course, St. Louis Cardinals News and Rumors, formerly St. Louis Cardinals News and Rumors, the Redwood Report, happy to be a part of their community as well. Jump in on Two Birds on a Bat. That's our Facebook page. And, of course, the group Birds on a Bat as well. Again, happy to be a part of this Facebook community. LineupMedia.fm, fastest growing company on the planet when it comes to podcasting. We know you like podcasting. They have shows that are worth your entertainment time. Make sure you check them out. I promise you, you'll find another one. Just started the Blues NHL podcast today as we embark on a preseason.
Is that amazing? Didn't they just stop playing like 3 weeks ago?
Well,
those seasons are long.
Well, listen, if you have any success whatsoever, all seasons are long, really, when it comes right down to it. But, again, you're happy to have those long seasons. Like, they're better than short seasons, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, again, I'm as happy to get that going as well as anything, as I love Blues hockey as well. But, again, it's just a good time to be a Cardinal fan right now. I don't know if we can do enough to overcome our poor play, but we're getting close. And, again, all I ask for is a chance. Going to take a short break here and hear from Steve and his wonderful wife, Emily, as their continued support of the show is amazing. We want to let them tell you what they got going, the new Wanda and Becky, Queen of Carpets commercials you guys got going on Facebook are good stuff as well. But let's hear from them, and when we come back, we're going to go and hear from Nate McHenry with his Rally Squirrel Report. And a real nice announcement is we're very proud to be joining up with them on a great offer. See you on the other side.
Hey Cardinals fans, this is Steve and Emily Flowers with Supreme Lending. When we're not watching our Redbirds chase another world championship, we're helping buyers finance their dream home.
That's right. Whether you're a first-time home buyer looking for down payment assistance or an experienced buyer looking for your next move, you deserve the best. So call us now at 618-655-0483. We have all the bases covered when it comes to your next home loan. FHA, USDA, VA, and conventional. We do it all here at Supreme Lending.
Homeowners, with our refinance programs, you could lower your rate, get cash out to consolidate debt, or even remodel that bathroom, kitchen, or the outdoor space you've been dreaming of.
The bases are loaded in your favor here at Supreme Lending. Call us at 618-655-0483. Or visit us online at steveflowers.supremelending.com or search us on Facebook at Steve and Emily Flowers-Supreme Lending.
Go Birds!
All programs and terms are subject to change without notice and subject to underwriting approval. Supreme Lending, NMLS 2129, is not affiliated with a government agency. Steve Flowers, NMLS 227652. Emily Flowers, NMLS 1256327. Missouri Company Registration 17-2156. Branch NMLS ID 1453720. Located at 361 1 Richardson Square Drive, Suite 200. Equal housing lender.
Great stuff, Steve-O. Again, your audio's good. But the commercials on Facebook are fantastic.
Well, you know, just follow us. We need more followers on Facebook. You know, there's an algorithm, so everybody that follows us doesn't get it. But Steve and Emily Flowers Supreme Lending page is where you can find us on there. And if you want to check out the commercial, obviously just you can look at my personal page, Steve Flowers, or Emily's, Emily Flowers with E-M-I-L-E, Flowers, or go to our business page. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. There'll be more videos that come out. Em does a lot of video tips. It's kind of the wave of the future for us.
What if we don't want to see you?
Just block?
Block? Is that,
block
is that usually best?
Well,
we want to see Emily. We don't want to see you. That's really the issue at the end of the day.
Close alone first, and then you can block me. How about that?
Okay, sound good. Hey, another guy that we're happy to have a part of this, that his support has meant a lot to the show. Again, he's here every week. You know, when we first started this, we envisioned someday doing even more for the Cardinal community. And we're getting ready to do that. We've got some great ideas that have kind of come to fruition that, you know, again, Nate's behind, and everybody's really enjoyed him being a part of the show, so we're happy to expand that as well. Let's welcome in Nate McHenry from RallySquirrel.com as he brings us his Rally Squirrel Report each and every week. What's going on, bud?
Hey, good morning there, Jim, Steve. Steve, I just sent you a friend request, so, you know, you better respond quickly, putting you to the test here.
He's got like a 30-second response.
Hey, there it is, man. It's already done.
I see you. All right. We're in.
Hey, okay. So if you need a home loan, I don't know if he's approved in Colorado, but you never know. So, or need a refinance. It's funny, our relationship, kind of how it began. It was just an intriguing message through Facebook of, hey, you know, like what you're doing, like to be a part of what you're doing. And you were pretty simple, like, well, I kind of like what you guys are doing. What'd you have in mind? And like some great ideas, I hate to throw that out there already, but, you know, it kind of started as something small. But again, people have really enjoyed the Rally Squirrel Report. I know that you've enjoyed doing, you know, we've talked about it. It's no secret. You've enjoyed doing the show because you just love the Cardinals and like to be a part of it. But I think we've always envisioned doing something a little more with this and taking advantage of the Cardinal community that we have at our exposure. And I'm proud to announce that, you know, we're getting ready to launch the formal Rally Squirrel Report. That'll be through your Facebook page and through your website, RallySquirrel.com. I'll let you kind of tell the listeners a little bit about what they can expect if they join the Rally Squirrel Club, and we can kind of expand on it from here.
Yeah. Hey, I think what we thought about, first of all, thanks so much to Two Birds on a Bat, Lineup Media, and just all the support that we've had as well. We certainly have had a blast this season joining and being part of the podcast here, and lots of fun things, you know, on our Facebook page and our community there. Over the years, Rally Squirrel has really been about the fan experience. And like you just mentioned, Jim, I'm just a fan. I'm just a Cardinals fan. Like everybody else, want to see them win. And so through that experience, we've created a page where fans love to interact and have a good time and banter. And at the end of the day, we all want our team to do well. And so we've created a club on RallySquirrel.com for people to participate over the years in different ways. And that club's adjusted and shifted. And we started, you know, with a pretty low entry club level. And then we did a box subscription club level. And really, we're kind of going back a little bit to the old days to make it accessible to everybody. And so we're really excited to announce that we're going to start a formal Rally Squirrel Report Premium Podcast Plus Prizes Club that's just launching today. In fact, the website is ready to go. A little bit crude, but it's functional. And we'd love for you to head over there to find out what it would look like to be a part of the Rally Squirrel Report Club going on. Basically, every week, we're going to deliver a weekly podcast that will get delivered to your inbox. And this is going to be hosted by Benji Molina and Jim, Steve, and myself, where we're going to, if you can think about, you know, sitting around with your best friends talking about Cardinals baseball with insider information with guys like Benji, you know, Yachty's brother, for a few minutes every week, we're going to get to do that together. It's going to be a blast. And then in addition to that, we're going to give away some weekly premium prizes like autographed memorabilia, apparel, prize packs, the things that I know Rally Squirrel fans have come to love over the years in all of our clubs. We've had that some element of that format. So still going to be connected. Fan Cave Sports is going to be a part of that and help supply some incredible prizes that we're going to give away. And we have a really great one off the bat. So if you sign up by September 17th, the next couple of weeks, You're going to be automatically entered to win an autographed Yadier Molina jersey, which is going to be incredible. I know I made a little post on Facebook about that, and people were going crazy and said, I'd love to have that. I want to hang that up in my house. My daughter would love that. All kinds of comments there. So it's live now. You can go to rallysquirrel.com. We've tried to make it affordable for everyone, so it's only $4.99 a month, or you can prepay a year for $50, which breaks down to like a little more than $4 a month. Automatically entered to win every month. You don't have to do anything once you sign up. You just get to listen, enjoy, have fun with the podcast, and then we'll announce the winners in our prize segment every week, as well as list those winners on the members area on the website. So, yeah, that's kind of what it's going to be. Really looking forward to it.
Yeah, you know, when we were kicking around some ideas, and you've done the Rally Squirrel Box Club and done some other things like that, and you wanted to get back to your original roots, at the end of the day, I know without question that when you started the whole thing and you got this going, the fandom of what the Cardinal fan really likes is, you know, they like stuff, you know, they like to be fans, they like to do all this. Your relationship with Fan Cave Sports is amazing, and they deserve a lot of credit for this as well, because, you know, if you really enjoy the whole experience, the autograph memorabilia and stuff like that and prize packs are what Cardinal fans, you know, they're pushing for. So we're going to have some of those things. And again, you mentioned it. Benji is brought to the show each and every week by m4byyachty.com. It's the great apparel line, of course, of Yachty's. And Yachty was gracious enough to provide us with his, you know, again, this is as real as it gets. This is, you know, I was with Yachty when he signed it. So, you know, it's an autographed Yachty jersey. So you can guarantee that it's him that signed it. You know, I know the listeners love to have access to this sort of stuff, and I think it was a great idea to use it. That was your idea, of course, to use that to entice people to sign up for the club. It's very affordable, which I know has always been important to you, is finding a way to make sure everybody has access to it. You know, and again, our goal as a group is to take that extra podcast that we're going to do and really ramp it up a little bit and try to reach out, especially through Benji's world, with former players, current players, some of the connections that we've made doing the show, and really try to provide you with some behind the scenes stuff that you won't typically get on the normal podcast. So of course it's a collaboration between us and you, and again, we're excited as can be. Steve, I don't, you come up with another word, but to have you want us to be a part of what you're doing at rallysquirrel.com, I know means a lot to us. And again, I know that this is, I hope so. I mean, this is kind of what we envisioned, I think, at the beginning, was taking this thing to another level. And now that we're doing that, I can't tell you how proud I am to be a part of it. And we'll simply ask all of the people out there that listen to the show each and every week as it continues to grow to learn more about this. It's real simple. Just go to rallysquirrel.com. Check it out. You'll come to the page, join it, be a part of the club. Again, you get registered. The key date there is September 17th. Get yourself subscribed today. You're going to be in the drawing for that Yadier Molina autographed jersey. So, you know, I'm expecting great things from this, Nate. And again, we appreciate you asking us to be a part of it.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much. And, I know the fans are already excited. It's been fun to see the excitement. Like you said, we just want to make an experience that everyone can participate in. So, you know, we got to charge a little bit so we can run the show. And it's just part of how that works. But it's super affordable, $4.99 a month or $50 for the entire year. And so month to month, no contracts. You're not locked in. You can cancel at any time. But we think you're really going to love it. So jump on over to rallysquirrel.com and be a part of that. And we'll have some fun with that all year long.
Yeah, we're going to when we have Benji on in just a little while, we'll be talking to him about it. I know when I approached him about doing this, he was as excited as could be. I mean, he, you know, as he's become more ingrained as part of the show, and let's face it, he's become a full-time member. I think he's excited about expanding outside his comfort zone, maybe reaching out to those players that he's built relationships with, whether it be on the current team or past teams. You know, former big leaguers that didn't even play for the Cardinals but are respectful of the organization and may have competed against them. Just, you know, his avenue to that goes without saying. He's such a well-respected guy within the game of baseball. I'm excited to see what it brings, and just go from there, because I could talk baseball really with anybody. And I think most Cardinal fans, and that's where the label, I mean, I don't know too many people that love that best fans in baseball label, but a lot of it morphed from the fact that Cardinal fans love baseball. Yeah, they love their Cardinals, but they love baseball. So they would love to hear from anybody that played the game that had something to share. Now, of course, we love our Cardinals. But again, I think that's really where the whole thing kind of came from, the respect that the St. Louis community has for baseball in general. So again, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's a great opportunity for anybody out there that wants to really get involved. And again, at the end of the day, let's face it, Fan Cave Sports, who've been with you for a while now, is one of the driving forces behind this and the opportunity for listeners to get what they ultimately want, and that is some autographed memorabilia, apparel, prize packs, things like that. So again, the collectibles are a big part of this. Don't hesitate. Get yourself signed up today. By September 17th, you'll be eligible to win that autographed Yadier Molina jersey. Okay, now that we've done our plugs, let's get to this Cardinal team, Nate. I got to tell you, I'm of the belief right now is I don't really care how they're winning. They're winning. I don't care. And we're finding ourselves two games back. Now, I got to be honest with you. What I'm excited to hear about from you today is you are right there in the backyard of the team we are now chasing in the wild card, and things really seem to be spiraling out of control for Colorado. What is going on there?
Yes, I mean, the talk about the sky is falling. I mean, it is falling. People are going crazy. You know, it's an interesting tension because Rockies fans are so excited because, you know, on September 7th, the Rockies are still being talked about, and that's something that's a major positive in Colorado. But the fact that they were at one point 25 games over 500, and I think now they're, you know, whatever it is, six or seven games over, is just unbelievable. And the fact is their lineup, which, you know, many would say, you know, is one of the best lineups in baseball. And you know, they got some big time power and hitters in that lineup, has just went silent all at the same time. And then they're pitching, you know, that most people might not know that they have quite a few rookies on their starting pitching staff. I think you mentioned it. Maybe there's three starting pitchers that are all rookies. And so I don't know if it's catching up to them, but, you know, if I listen to sports talk radio here sometimes, everybody's very, very concerned. And I think I said this a few weeks ago, but wouldn't it be incredible and amazing and almost just so ironic if two teams from the Central get in the playoffs again? And that's what it's looking like could happen. And it's just unbelievable.
Well, again, for me, I'm sitting here watching this thing unfold, and again, I hate ever counting on somebody else to lose. But man, again, and this is just on paper, but this thing spells out awfully for Colorado. I mean, there's a faction of the fan base right now that's already got us in the playoffs, and it is partially because, I mean, look at the schedule that these Rockies have coming up. I mean, what do they get for their losing streak? What do you get? Hey, you get Mr. Kershaw. Welcome to Baseball 101. Oh, you're struggling? Here, go ahead and face Clayton Kershaw now. I mean, this thing stinks to high heaven for them. But for us, again, I wanted to ask your opinion on how we're winning these games. I mean, when these lineups are rolling out every day, how warm and fuzzy are you?
Yeah, I mean, it's you're like doing some quick work to make sure you remember who the guys are, right? And they're in the lineup. And like you, I mean, I think at some level we've been saying this year, like just bring anybody into the relief role and let's just see how they do, because it's kind of a crapshoot right now, right? We haven't had anybody that it's really been steady. You know, Lyons is probably the guy, and Bowman a little bit once in a while. He's consistent. And, you know, we just haven't had those guys. So, I think there's energy. You know, obviously when you bring in young guys, the September call-ups, these guys are excited, man. I mean, this is their shot, their time, their opportunity. You know, Ryan Sheriff, I'm so proud of that guy. You know, you see him give up that walk-off home run in San Francisco and you're like, oh, more of the same. And just comes back even last night, a couple shutout innings. And, you know, it's just young guys that are excited about the opportunity to play baseball at this level. And it is exciting. And obviously we have a shot. And so that makes it, you know, everybody's focused in here. It was fun. Even last night, as I was watching the game, I saw, you know, just Yachty's interaction, even though he wasn't playing last night. I mean, just excited for the young guys that were producing and high-fiving in the dugout and right there and encouraging them. And so, you know, there's veterans. I think we got to remember that there's veterans on this team that are postseason tested. They've been there many, many times. They know what it takes. And sometimes it's just a crazy grind of a baseball season where things don't quite go that well and not the way you expected. But like you, I don't care how we're winning. We're winning. I don't care who we're playing. We get to, you know, we don't get to control the schedule. We got to play who's given to us. And I know there's people saying, well, you know, we're winning against the Giants and the Padres. That's fine. That's who we got left to play, and that's who we're playing, and we're winning those games, and we should be. And even in the next, you know, the next couple series here with Pittsburgh and the Reds, I think, right? We have a great opportunity to have some great winning baseball down the stretch here. And so, I almost feel scared to say it, but I like our chances.
Oh, I
really do like our chances at this point. And I was just telling a buddy the other day, like, any opportunity that we have to get young players postseason experience, I'm all in for that. And so, man, I hope we can do it. And I think, like you said, I don't like to see people lose, and I don't like to see the Rockies, you know, lose either. But I just don't think that they're going to have what it takes down the stretch to maintain that spot. So it's really, to me, in my mind, it's going to be us or Milwaukee. And I think that, you know, our starting pitching is a piece to that. You know, we got Carlos, who just threw a great game the other day, and what a huge start for him at this point of the season. We need that guy to be like that. Lance Lynn, you got tons of confidence in him right now. And so it's good. It's starting to come together. The bats are more consistent. Starting pitching has been consistent. And our relievers, you know, whoever they are, they're stepping in there. They're doing enough to get it done. So pretty fun.
Yeah, I'm excited about the finish. Hey, listen, I've said it before. I just want to be entertained, like the man says in the movie. Are you not entertained? I am entertained right now. Even if we don't, make it, at least right now, I'm curious to watch again. I mean, I'm excited. I'm always going to watch, but right now, I'm like intrigued. Like we could do this. And again, I'm with the faction of people that look at it and say, on paper, we can do this. So again, I'm excited about Cardinal baseball. I'm happy to be a part of the people that I like most people, I think, am glad that we were wrong. I think every one of us at some I will say this. This is true beyond words. Everybody I know has written this team off at least once this season, except one person, and that's the guy that's going to follow you up here, and that's all of everybody's favorite, Benji Molina. And that's a fact. I'm sorry, but it is.
I've written them off every week.
Aren't you glad we're wrong, though, really?
Yeah, that's, you know, I mean,
really,
am glad.
Don't you want to be – listen, when you love a sports team, okay, I don't care if it's the team or players. If you sit there and say, you know what, I don't like him. I don't think he's very good, and he's better than you anticipated. Aren't you glad you're wrong?
Absolutely.
Why do you have to stick to your guns when a guy is doing well and then try to find reasons that I don't understand? I'll never understand that as long as they – I won't get it. I won't understand it, and I refuse to. I am glad that Stephen Piscotty has been better, whether I like to admit it or not, since he's come up. I am so happy, okay, that Colton Wong has had a great season. Now, I hope he's okay physically, but I am so glad he has become the player that I wasn't sure he could become. Okay, I am glad that DeJong is playing better at short than I could have imagined. And by the way, he just keeps getting better the more comfortable he gets at the position. So, again, I am happy. I am glad that I'm wrong about some of these things, and I want him to win because, again, and as we leave you, Nate, I say this all the time, as the man says in Bull Durham, you know, winning, it's like better than losing. I don't know. That's just how I feel. Nate, I got to tell you.
Yeah, I'm, absolutely.
I'm glad that you could give us a little bit of insight on the Colorado thing because, again, I can only imagine what the sky is falling out there and people losing their minds. They look like, I mean, for months they were one of the best teams in baseball. Now, all of a sudden, they're realistically looking at not making the playoffs. And, man, that's got to be a blow for them.
I think they have the worst record in baseball since the All-Star break. It's been bad.
Well,
it's not looking good out here. But I'm quietly celebrating, you know, just seeing the opportunity. And so it'll be fun. It's pretty wild. And maybe wouldn't it be fun if it comes down to the last three games? Right, we're playing we play the Brewers, and it was between us and them in that last few days. I mean, it could be a really exciting finish. So I'll be happy if we just go ahead and take control of it, too. That would be fine as well.
Well, you just said the key phrase, control. And at this point, we are actually in control.
Well,
we don't need anybody's help.
Well, we still
it would
we
help
still
to have
need,
somebody.
What, no. We still need Colorado to lose. What do you mean?
We have enough games against Milwaukee. We have enough games against the Cubs to take them over.
But wait a minute. No.
Yeah.
We still need Colorado to lose two more games than us. What do you mean?
That's in order to get in the wild card. I'm talking about the division.
Oh, the division.
Yeah, we can.
You're not giving up the division.
Why
yet?
Would you give up the division?
Okay.
You're four
right,
out of
okay.
the division.
All right. Hey, I love
Attaboy,
it. I love
Steve.
It.
Hey,
okay.
Listen. Why right. just get one dance if you're going to go
right,
to prom?
Right. Hey, I got
Let's
you.
Get the whole right. night.
I got you.
Let's get
okay.
a whole series.
Right. I wasn't sure you were going to go there, but good for you. God bless. Kumbaya. Hey.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, we got six games still against the Cubs. So
And that's
no,
the
seven,
one we're in control of.
Still,
All right.
So,
hey,
yeah.
I'm with you.
That's
okay.
Right.
Sounds good. Hey, Nate, thanks so much. Proud to be partnering with you on the new Rally Scroll Report. I look forward to doing it with you. We're going to kick that off on Monday, I believe, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Ready to go.
All right, my friend, look forward to this partnership. It's been great so far. Again, you guys have been great for Two Birds on a Bat and the growth of the show, and I know we couldn't have done it without you. And, of course, all the great Facebook pages out there have been nothing but short of amazing to us. So we're proud to be a part of that community, and it starts with you and some of the great people. So look forward to getting it going on Monday, my friend.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
All right, that is Nate McHenry with his Rally Scroll Report. And, again, very proud to be partnering with them on the premium Rally Scroll Report that will be starting on Monday. Again, one last time with Nate there. Don't forget rallyscroll.com. Subscribe today. If you do so by September 17th, you're going to be in that drawing for the Yachty jersey. You've seen it. It's been sitting on my desk since Yachty gave it to us, and excited about now finally finding the right opportunity to pass that along to a listener. So excited about that for sure, bud.
Absolutely.
Well, it's that time. It is that time.
Let's get him on the phone.
And it's almost really that time.
It is.
I mean, let's face it, Steve. The real talent of the show lives in Arizona. And when I say it's about to get real, it's because tonight, I believe, at midnight, this guy lands here in St. Louis. And I said from day one, when we found out that he was going to be here for the remaining home series doing his Spanish broadcast with his good friend and all that, if the Cardinals could be in this with Benji in town doing these home games, it was going to be a September to remember. And now here we are. I listened to him laughing, boy, like a Cheshire cat. Hey, Benji, I know you're there on the m4byyachty.com hotline. I gave you all the credit in the world. I said I think every Cardinal fan at one time or another this season has wrote this team off. You're the only person I know that has never wavered. So congratulations to you. And, my friend, I'm glad you were right.
I know how they play. I know how they battle out there. I know Mavery, he's going to have him prepared to hit against any pitcher. I know Lilliquist, how he's going to have his pitching, even though the bullpen is having troubles. I knew it, man. And I'm probably the only one in spring training that came out and said they have a really good chance and they can win the division. And everybody thought I was crazy. But look at us now. We have a chance. We're facing these guys again for many games, and we do have a chance, you know?
You know, I got to ask you, you played at the highest level. You've been a part of teams that overachieved, underachieved, did what they were supposed to do, won, lost, heartbreaker. But, man, when you roll a lineup like we've rolled out lately with these young guys in it, dealing with some of these injuries – you know, who's that a testament to that these guys are getting it done?
Wow. I don't know, man. I think in my opinion, the hitters, the guys that are coming in and the pitching was there all along. It was just about to give them the opportunity that what made it all possible, right? Because now we're seeing these young guys and they're opening the doors big time for next year, man. We're going to have, even if they let go Lynn and Wainwright's older, whatever they want to say about him, but we got a couple of young guys, man. They can pitch, man, 95, 96 miles an hour. Plus, we have these young guys, hitters, that are telling everybody, saying, hey, I'm here, man, and I want to be here to stay. when are you guys planning on keeping me? I think it's all because of those guys behind the scenes. I like Mabry. I like the pitching coach. I like their chemistry behind the scenes. I think it's all because of that, man. I think that's what's happening.
You know, let's face it, the manager takes a bit of a beating in the media here. I'm not going to deny that he makes some decisions that I think all of us have questioned at times on this show. And, you know, I don't know, you know, we don't publicly flog him and gag and quarter him, but we're human. Like, we have our group text and some things go down and we shake our heads. Is he not getting enough credit for holding this thing together and getting the most out of some of these guys and finding a way to work this lineup? Is he not getting enough credit for that, or do you think this is simply a case of the players or the young players especially are outperforming what we expected at this juncture?
No, I think he needs to get credit. I think, sometimes we don't like his decisions for whatever reason. We got good criticism out of towards him and stuff, but he needs to start getting credit. Look at what the Cardinals are doing and who's behind the ship. You know, he's the one who's behind the ship. So even if he's making moves that we don't approve or we don't like and things like that, we still have to give the man credit. You know, he's behind it and directing all the guys and making the lineups. And man, I think it's time for everybody to step aside and step back and give Matheny the credit he deserves just because he keeps winning. We'll see what happens in the end. And then we have to write whatever, you know, obviously whatever things happens in the end, we have to have to write it, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. Again, I've said it once, say it again. I don't know how you criticize somebody when things aren't going well and then not praise them when things or criticize them when things aren't going bad, but then not offer any praise when things are going well. That doesn't mean that people.
But that's our nature, though.
Yeah, sure. That's it's our human. You're right.
That's a human nature. It's really easy. I always say these. It's really easy to criticize anybody in your world. Anybody. It's so easy that the things that come out of your mouth, it's so easy to criticize. But when you have to praise somebody, there's no way in the world words to say it. There's no way in the sports I'm talking about. Like when the guy's good, it's really hard in your heart to say, man, that guy's good. I mean, it's hard, but it's easier to criticize. So that's our nature, though.
Yeah, and again, I say it all the time. I don't think it doesn't – I'm not saying that the fact that things are going well now doesn't excuse the fact that there's problems. I mean, but I think there's always problems. I mean, what's perfect? Is anything really perfect? I mean, you look at the Cubs season last year – and you think is that about as close to perfect as it can get? I mean, God darn, they won a division by 17 games. They won all these games. I don't know if anything is ever really perfect, but finding a way to win is a great quality. And it seems like they're finding a way to do that right now. And that's why I think it's exciting. And I'm eager to watch.
I'm eager too, man. I can't wait for the last month. You know, it's going on right now. The Cardinals are playing very, very, very exciting baseball right now. And it's pitching. Found their way. We need to have the same thing because these games are coming up are not easy at all, man. The division games are. People think, oh, yeah, we faced this guy before, and that's okay, but the division games are really, really tough, man. They're really hard.
Well, again, I don't know that things are perfect. I don't know that they'll ever be perfect. I mean, let's face it, as a fan, you mentioned it, it's our nature to – we want things the way we want them, and we want them on our own terms. So I find it odd that, you know, when a guy's performing, if he's not our guy, we still ridicule him and things like that. But I think that's human nature because, again, we think you win in spite of things. But at the end of the day, winning's really hard. And I'm excited that we've given ourselves a chance. One of the things that I've said since we found out you were coming here for the final month is that it would be amazing if they were really in this. To have you here calling these games, to obviously your role on this show has continued to grow. And again, your insight, you being around, especially around your brother, is going to give you that much more of a feel for how this thing's going. So I know I, as a fan, not as a member of this show, am looking forward to you coming in town. You know, you get your crystal ball out now, Benji. You're like I said, you're coming in tonight. You're going to be here for the remainder of the month for all the home games. Get your crystal ball out, man. How do you see this thing playing out?
My crystal ball here, I see the Cardinals winning the division by one. I see them in my head winning that division, which is so important to do. Even if they don't win the division, I think they still make one of the two wild cards in my head, in my ball. So this is what I really believe. I think they're going to have a good chance on the way they're playing right now with their pitching, the way they're going with their pitching. They got a little help in the bullpen, just one good arm. But this is another thing. Don't expect these guys to try to do miracles now that he's here. He's just a normal pitcher and he's going to try to help out. But I think we win this division by one. And I mean, I'm not trying to talk down into any other team. I'm just saying what I think it could happen.
Well, again, I just want to control our own destiny. My friend Steve, to my right here, let me know that I was wrong about something. And I was, I had my eyes fixated on the wild card because I think a lot of people, and rightfully so, are looking at the Colorado Rockies and their collapse, and then they're looking at their schedule coming up. They're looking at the improved play from the Cardinals. We've made a couple moves, and they're saying, you know what? These Cardinals are going to catch the Brewers and the Rockies, and they're going to win this wild card. My friend Steve over here said, hey, wait a minute, not so fast. We still got plenty of games remaining with Chicago. We're going to win this division. Do you think that's realistic?
Oh, now, Steve-O, huh? Thanks, Steve-O. All years to say that, but now that you're seeing everything, how easy is that, Steve-O? How easy?
Oh, we love it. We control our own destiny right there. I mean, we got enough games against Milwaukee. We got enough games against the Cubs. We don't need anybody's help. It would be nice to have help, but we don't need it. We can just go handle our own business and we're in.
Yes. Yes, sir. We need our own help. We need our guys to step it up. And believe me, when I get there and I get a chance to see him, I'm gonna inject them with a little energy, and I'm gonna talk to them and say, hey man, this is when the boys get separated from the man. So you wanna be a man or you wanna be a boy? So you decide.
All right. It's time for you to earn your money. It's tough spot time. All right. It's in tough spots that we got to go to a guy that's been there and done that. Okay.
Yeah.
So this team right now is firing on all cylinders. No doubt about it. Okay. We've gotten some great pitching out of these young guys. Flaherty did not disappoint last night. He had the rocky first start, but I think that's to be expected sometimes. I think he came back last night and showed what he can do. This club is performing with these young guys. Well, we've got some guys that have been a little banged up, okay, that have been really important pieces of this club for a few years now, that I'm wondering what their role is down the stretch and what you do with them. And that's two guys that, let's face it, in Matt Carpenter and Adam Wainwright, two staples with birds on the bat on their chest for a few years now. And right now, with both these guys out of the lineup, this team is doing well. Well, you know, Carpenter's getting a, you know, he evidently does not have structural damage. He needs a cortisone shot. I'm sure you've been through that and know what that's like. Adam Wainwright has avoided surgery, and they're hoping can start playing catch. What's going to be the role for these guys down the stretch? And if it is a significant role, how do you change what you're doing right now?
It's a really hard topic because this question is for the office. This question is for Mo, and this question is for Matheny. This question is for DeWitt, because they're the one who needs to answer. Are we going to be friends with people, or are we going to try to win this thing? Because Carpenter, like you said, he's banged up, so guess what? He can't play, and we're doing good without you, buddy. I know you're our guy, but right now you're banged up, so guess what? You sit down. And then Wainwright, the same way. You're hurting right now, but you sit down. That's the easy part because they're hurt. The hard part is when they come back from the from the hurt, being hurt, when they come back and they're demanding to play, that's going to be the hard part. That's going to be the decision that Mo and DeWitt and Matheny, they all have to make in closed doors. They have to dictate and say, hey, listen, we were playing really good without Carpenter right now, and we're doing really good. And then Wainwright went down, and we were doing really good. Those two are our guys, too. But right now, man, I like my team. I like the way I see it. Or do they say, the heck with these young guys, let's bring these two veterans back. I'm loyal to these guys, and let's let them play. You know, see how it plays out. That's the big question. It's not for us. The big question is for those guys to answer it.
Well, it's... I'm a
what would you do, Jimbo? You're always asking me the question. Let me ask you one question. What would you do right now, this minute, with those two guys?
Well, here's the thing. What would I do? Man, that's easy because I don't have to do it. It's easy.
Evil too.
It's easy evil. For me to sit here and say I'm going to do what I got to do to win because I don't have to do it. People want to take the human element out of this. I'm of the belief, and it doesn't really matter what I think, but it's a no-win situation for him. If Waino comes back and says he's ready to go and Matt Carpenter says I'm ready to go, you're looking two guys that have been a big part of your club in the eye and say, I know you're ready to go, have a seat. And that's not, unfortunately, and I think you can attest to this, Benji, it doesn't really work like that. The ramifications are beyond the current couple of weeks. You're talking about how you're viewed as an organization, your manager, how he's viewed by veteran players that are deciding if they want to stay here, if they want to come here. Unfairly or fairly, however you want to look at that, that's all part of this. Now, at the end of the day, what do fans want? Fans want to win, and they don't care how you win. That is the ultimate juggle match that a guy like Mike and Mo, or Grish, whoever you want to say it, they have to do. But the tough question is, what would I do? I got to be honest with you. I cannot look at Adam Wainwright right now and say, yeah, you're going to start. I can't do that. I really cannot do that. Matt Carpenter.
Yeah, and that's as a fan, right?
Well, because, yeah, but it's also as a – I'm sorry, but it's also as a manager. I don't know. It would be like me looking at Steve-O and saying, hey, this guy over here is picking a fight with you. You don't need to take that shit from him, all the while knowing it's some professional MMA fighter. Steve has no chance right now to go in there and compete with that guy. And I'm sorry. What you have to be realistic about what we've seen from Waino. He does not have the arsenal right now to compete at this level. And he may not, and he won't admit it. He won't admit it, but it's true.
No, I think you're wrong there. I think Waino will make it easy on him and say, hey, Skip, I think you need to go with the younger guy, the fresher arm. I don't see Wainwright. I think Wainwright knows where he is physically, and he might be healthy enough to pitch regular season in the heart of the summer, but I think he'll make it easy on management and say, hey, you got to go with the guy that has the talent right now.
I don't believe that for
it's
one
hard.
Minute.
It's hard for him to do that, I bet you, especially at the end of your career when you're been there so long, so many years, and you've done it. So your pride, especially, it's really tough to go into the office and say, hey, man, pitch that young guy, you know, over me. I bet you anything, it's hard, even for Wainwright. I know he's a nice guy, but even for him, it would be hard. He might want to pitch, you know, he might want to help the team. He wants to feel like he wants to help. So the biggest question is for the GM and Mo and the Witt. And, I mean, that's the biggest question. Do you want to keep winning because the team is playing well without these two guys? Or do you want to risk a chance of the team slowing down? Doesn't mean that we cannot win without with them either, but it is, you're changing something, and you want to take that chance to change it and take that chance that we're not going to be the same team when we need it the most. Remember, from now on, there's not one game that we have to spare. There's not one game that you can say, okay, we're good, we'll be fine. Every game will count from now on, and that, do you want to take that chance? That's a big question.
You know, Benji, the hardest question I'm probably ever going to ask you, to be honest about, is I want you, and I think our listeners will appreciate this. This is not going to be easy for you, and you may get mad at me off the air for this. I'm going to ask you to put yourself in Carpenter or Wainwright's position. You know, you in Wainwright's scenario, let's say it's your last couple years, and let's face it, you know you're not dumb. You know Father Time's catching up. You know, you've been that stalwart backstop. You're dealing with some injuries. You're not performing, and you come back and you say you're ready to go. What do you expect? And you got to be honest here, Benji. This is a tough thing, I know.
I expect the Cardinals to stick with what they have for all the reasons that you said. I love Wainwright. I think he's a great human being. I think he's a great pitcher. But right now, like you said, he's having trouble pitching. I think I would keep him. If anything, I would make him into a bullpen guy for the rest of the year, just because the way the team is playing. Carpenter, it's a 50-50 deal because he has some great hits for us. Some great hits, and just because he's not hitting to his 300 normally seasons that he always does, that doesn't mean he's a bad player. He's a great hitter, so I think he's still there. You're not gonna go wrong if you put Carpenter in. Of course, you might go down a little because of the base running and the defense and all that, but the hitting, he'll be there, man. He's a professional hitter. And he can help us out in the division. He loved to hit against the division kids, so he'll help us. But Wainwright, that's a tough one, man. I think if I were the GM, I would talk to him and say, hey, Wainor, you're hurting. When you come back, we want you to stay in the bullpen just because of health issues and or whatever you do. I mean, we want you to throw one or two innings at a time. Just try to save him. And if he's healthy, throwing 90, 91, 92, that's a different story. But if he comes back throwing 86, 87, 88, I'll put him back in the bullpen just to let him rest that arm and then see what happened afterwards. That's what I think I would do.
You know, I think the hardest part for us as fans, I mean, and I think, you know, I'm not even sure guys that played. I mean, I guess maybe if you played it helps a little bit to understand it. But playing at a high level, I think you would definitely understand it. I don't think that we as fans get it sometimes, the amount of confidence in yourself you have to play this game at the highest level. If you don't have confidence, if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't believe that you can go out and do the job, I don't think you can do it. Is that the hardest part of this whole deal for these guys, is that it's not in their nature to look at a manager or a GM and say, yeah, you got to go with the other guy because I'm just not getting it done. It's just not – that DNA doesn't go with the guy that can compete at that level. That's the hard thing for us as fans, I think, to understand.
That doesn't happen, man. Believe me. That doesn't happen. That's why when Steve-O said that he's going to go and tell everybody, hey, pitch this guy over me. I mean, I don't see that happen one bit, man. I think the heart of a lion that Wainwright has for us all these years is going to come out and say, hey, listen, I can help you guys out, man. I can be there. Let me pitch, and I'll show you. I can throw 5, 6 innings, 7 innings, and I'll be fine. That's what's going to come out instead of the other way around. The biggest thing here that we keep saying a lot, it's the top guys, the Grit, the Mo, the DeWitt, and the Matheny. Those are the guys who need to make a decision. Even if Wainwright says whatever he wants to say, those are the guys who take charge and say, listen, this is our team. Right now you're not in good shape to help us out right now, so we're going to go with these guys. Those are the guys who need to say that if they're going to say it.
Well, again, I think it's easy for us to sit over here and make decisions that aren't personal. I mean, we act like they're robots. I mean, again, at the end of the day, I think that's where we lose the disconnect as fans. We act like they're not human. We act like these guys don't, you know, a lot has been made of Piscotty and dealing with what he's dealing with his mom, and I get that. But a lot of people act like this is the first time a player has had to deal with something going bad at home. You guys deal with the same things we deal with, and people act like you guys are supposed to just dismiss it. Like, because you make good money and you play professional baseball, that when your wife doesn't feel well, you just ignore it. Or when your kid's sick, you just ignore it. Or if your kid's struggling at school or dealing with a bully or somebody doesn't like you or something's going wrong here or there, you guys just ignore it because you're a professional athlete. That's not realistic. You guys deal with the same problems everybody deals with.
Yep, that's exactly right. And the same way when you don't pay the rent and then you get a notice at your door or something like that, and you're like, oh, shoot, instead of concentrating in baseball, here I am having to go to the office and having to deal with the paying the rent or something, whatever it is, man. But we still deal with it. The only thing that we have is that we're very fortunate to play a sport as a job, to play it in the highest level, and we're very fortunate for that. But it's really, really crazy the things that we have to deal off the field. It's just that you guys don't get a chance to hear about it, you know, as much.
Well, again, all I know is we've given ourselves a chance. Steve-O, I think you're dead on. The more I think about this, while I know it's – listen, anytime overcoming four games versus two is a task, but you're right. We actually control that one. All we got to do is sweep them.
That's
seven
it.
Games. That's 7-0 against the Cubs. No big deal.
And win out.
All we
How
have
about,
to
just
do
win
is
out.
Win as we can.
Win out. I like that. How many games do we got? Let's figure this out real quick here. We've played. Let's see. Have you done it yet?
72-67? Is that what it is?
Well, let's see here. We're going to get a prediction here.
As Fish would say, I was told there was going to be no math.
Well, boy, he was able to stop by here the other day after his doctor's appointment. I feel bad. This guy is missing this show something fierce. I so hope, and I know we got a lot
23?
Of guys. I know we got a lot of guys down at the mill that listen to the show.
23.
Nobody's pulling for you guys to get back to work than us. And I know Fish is dying to get back on here. So our thoughts are definitely with you guys out there. Hopefully things are looking up. Yes, 23 games. So we got 23 games left, Benji. Steve-O?
We need to lose. Three. That's it.
Oh my! So you're going 20-3?
wouldn't that be nice?
That would be nice. Okay. Realistically, you want to go first, or you want Steve-O to go first?
I don't care. Steve-O, you can go.
This is for lunch. Closest guy to this. This is for lunch.
Let's go 15-8.
Okay. So Steve-O's gonna say 15-8.
Oh wow.
Okay.
I would say 16-7.
Oh, what is this? The Price is Right?
This is The Price is Right.
Oh,
that's why I
God.
Went last.
No, I mean, we've been realistic. Eight losses.
Yeah.
I mean,
all right, well,
even nine losses is realistic.
I'll go 17-6.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody's winning a car today.
Hey, you know how many fans right now are going, that Cromer's a dumb shit. He should have went 14-9. I don't know.
I know, but still, we have to stay on top, man. We have to stay on top. I don't want to say 9 or 10 losses at all, man. I don't even want to think about 10 losses.
Well,
I want to keep it 10 losses or lower.
Well, I'm excited. I can tell you, with you coming in town, I'm excited. Hey, I wanted, before we go, I know you're excited about this. I had mentioned earlier, you know, nobody was happier than us when you decided to do the show. We got a lot happier when you said, hey, I want to be a part of this thing every show. And nobody was happier than us, and of course the listeners. And now when we talked last week about the opportunity with Rally Squirrel and the premium portion of the podcast, you were really excited about expanding your role in this. You know, you've played. You know, you played in the big leagues all those years. You have a great relationship with many past players, and some of the current guys, obviously from your time here as a coach. Being that, you know, being Yadi's brother and being friends with these guys. Now, while these guys are not available to us just at all times, I know you're excited about expanding out and getting with some of the former guys and current guys that can give us a few minutes here and there. I know you're really looking forward to that. Just talk a little bit about what you're probably looking forward to most about us doing the premium report from Rally Squirrel going forward.
Oh, wow, that'll be so awesome for every fan, you know, and that would be so cool to have the opportunity to have a Carlos Martinez, a Yadi Molina, Jose Martinez, which is playing tremendously, to have one of those young guys like Weaver and Flaherty, even Lynn, you know, if we can get a hold of him and get him in the show, for the opportunity to have the young guys so people can meet him and people can know about him, can know what they are about. I mean, that is an opportunity of a lifetime to be able to do that, man. I hope it works out. I know it's coming. I'm excited for it. I know you guys as fans are going to enjoy it to have those guys. And not only the Cardinals players, of course, we can have players from before. We can have my other brother Jose in it. Imagine having Pujols if I get a hold of him, and he might do it in a heartbeat and help us out and be in the show. All those guys that helped me out and along the way, and I still have contact with them. I mean, it'll be a great thing to do. It will be a great show for the fans. I hope you guys enjoy it out there. You know, it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, there's no doubt that you're a big part of this. And again, I know nobody's happier than the listeners when you came on full time. And you know, I know you're excited about doing this. You're not shy with the camera and the audio. You do a great job when MLB Network calls and all the local stations when they call you. You're gracious with your time. I'm looking forward to it. You know, your brother who has the m4byyadi.com brings you to the show each and every week. He was kind enough to sign a jersey for us. And we're going to use that as the giveaway. We've been waiting to for the right time to do that. Now is that time. September 17th is the deadline. Register for the Rally Squirrel Report at rallysquirrel.com. By September 17th, all you got to do is sign up, and you're going to be eligible to win that Yadi jersey. And I know he's been gracious, and I know we'll have more stuff from him and yourself and your family as well. I know you're always gracious about the books and having that. So going forward, people can expect some interactive stuff. I know we talked about when you're in town, maybe going to a game with some people and letting them sit in the seats with us and maybe going to lunch with them and things like that. So those are all things that you can expect as we go forward. Obviously, there's a month, maybe 2 months left in this season. Wouldn't that be great? 2.5 months. But obviously, we're not going anywhere. This thing's going to continue to grow next year. So be a part of the Rally Squirrel Club and join us. And again, Benji, thanks so much for all you do.
Well, oh, no, thank you guys, man. This is awesome. This is awesome. We just got to wait for the cars to win, and we're good, man. But it'll be awesome for all the fans out there.
You know, it's funny, BMO, is you break down all these guys and all these big-name guys that you're going to get on with the Rally Squirrel. I want to know why any of those guys didn't help you out with your fantasy football team, because I'm looking at it, and it was a good team maybe like 6 years ago. But, man, I'm not sure your fantasy football team's there.
Why you think I haven't bring it up yet?
Your draft didn't go as planned?
I like my team. The only thing I did wrong, no, I didn't do anything. I got the 10th pick. So 9 players of the top players, 9 of them went before I could pick 1.
Did he get Aaron Rodgers?
He did. We left Aaron Rodgers for him.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I was left out to pick Aaron Rodgers. Of course, that's my money maker because the other 9 guys were gone. So after that, I picked those 2 guys that I picked, and then I had to wait another, 19 picks, 18 picks?
No,
then all of a sudden, I don't have anybody else, so I started getting guys that they're going to get the ball on the end zone, and hopefully that gets me a little points, man. But I was rough. I was the 3rd pick, and they switch it out, and then I end up with the 10th pick.
So
that's okay. I'm winning anyway.
The greatest thing of it all is I'm picking between Yadi and Benji. And these guys screw up this. I mean, these players just keep falling into my lap. I think
Yadi took
Zeke? He took 2 defenses, like early.
Did he take Zeke early? That's his guy, isn't it?
No, I think Zeke went a little bit earlier than that.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, so these guys, you know how the guys play fantasy football or baseball, and all of a sudden the guy right before you usually picks, like, somebody great, and you're like, oh, I wanted that guy. I was hoping he'd fall to me. Well, it was like Yachty and Benji in front of me each time, and I was like, oh, man, I want this guy. And they would pick a defense or a kicker or somebody that was retired.
My strategy was very simple. I was a 10th pick. So my strategy is pick your lineup as quick as you can. The bench players, you can actually just go and drop and add on and whatever you want. That was my realistic picks. But the lineup, I was concerned because I was the 10th pick. So I was like, how the heck am I going to get my lineup after 9 of the best freaking players are gone? How am I going to do this? So that's why I started just going with the best player available for wide receiver at that time of my pick, or the best running back at that time, and which is not being a best player, but he's the best at that time. And I kept picking the best and see what happens afterward. So that was the toughest one that I had to do when I had to pick 10. That was a really tough draft.
Well, I'm excited. Hey, I'm excited.
Bring me my trophy. I'm winning, man.
I'll bring you the trophy. And the last thing I got for you, one last thing. Give us an update on Irma. What are you hearing out of everybody in the Caribbean and a lot of
fans
want to make
friends. Sure. Yeah, that everything's okay.
Well, the update is that everybody's okay. That's the good thing. You know, everybody's alive. We didn't lose any life, which is what really the tough one is that they're rebuilding the flooding, the houses that got broken up, the houses that are wooden, and they got destroyed by these Irma hurricane. That's the toughest one. Now they have to just rebuild, man. I mean, I know it's a tough one, but at least we didn't lose life, which is the best deal, you know. So it's all about getting united and help each other out and pick up the country, man. That's all it's about now. And pray for the Dominican and Haiti and Cuba and then Florida, that thing is going over there. The toughest part, too, is that we have another one coming right after Irma that's going to hit in a couple of days again. In the same area. Hopefully it goes up in the Atlantic Ocean and we don't have to deal with it. But if it hits again, it'll be devastating. So we have to keep our prayers up, man.
Well, we'll be thinking about it. I know a lot of listeners have been supporting and wondering and wanting to make sure that, you know, obviously your remaining family members and friends that are there, and just all the people in general. I mean, let's face it, they're everybody's family and friends when it comes to this. We're all human and we just want what's best for our fellow man. So that's great that everybody's okay, but again, you're right, the devastation will need to be fixed, and you know, you can repair a home, but you can't bring back a life. So hopefully that stuff will get better and you guys can get through this next one. And again, it'll be it'll be nice to have you in town here, and you know, we can kind of say a prayer together. That'll be
absolutely
good.
Absolutely. And speaking of having him in town, the Longhorns man ball 40 and over team got the number one seed. So, buddy, we play at 3 o'clock. You're bringing your catcher's gear, right? You're on the playoff roster.
You mean a backup player for one inning, maybe 2 outs, 10 out of time?
Yeah, that's what it is, all right.
I do that right now, like 2 outs, and then I'll be like, okay, this is it. Let's go.
Oh boy! Well, hey, listen, we're excited about you coming in. We're looking forward to it. We'll keep you busy, and we'll have a good time. And say hello to everybody. And I guess we'll see you tomorrow. Sound good?
Yeah, we'll see you guys tomorrow, man. It'll be fun.
All right. Thanks for everything, brother. We will see you.
Thanks, BMO.
You got it, guys. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
That is Benji Molina, your friend and ours. And again, he hits town tomorrow like our own hurricane. And excited to have him in. It's going to be a lot of fun. This last month is going to be a lot of fun with him in town, and I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing what our Cardinals can do, and really, really excited about the new venture with RallySquirrel.com. We want to encourage you again one last time to check out the Rally Squirrel Club. It's very simple to do. Go to RallySquirrel.com. Join today. Get yourself eligible to win that autographed Yachty jersey. Again, happy to be part of lineupmedia.fm. They are a part of the fastest growing podcast company on the planet. You're liking this. You're definitely going to want to be a part of it. The relationship with Fan Cave Sports is definitely going to pay off for all of you out there who love the memorabilia and the apparel packs and collectibles and things like that. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. We are at Birds on a Bat Show. If you follow us and you're a Cardinal fan, we're going to follow you back. Hit us up on Facebook as well. Simply type in Two Birds on a Bat. Check out our website, twobirdsonabat.com. It's where you can hear the show and also subscribe. Special thanks again to Steve and Emily, his wonderful wife, for all their support. Give them an opportunity for your business. One last time, Steve, how they can find you?
Yeah, that's a good one. Just give us a call. It's the best way to get us. 618-655-0483, Steve and Emily Flowers Supreme Lending on Facebook.
Well, I'm excited about where we go from here. It's going to be great stuff. I have high expectations now. Now you've got me thinking about the division rather than the wild card. Thank you very much for that. And again, happy to be a part of this show. And again, looking forward to a great month of September for Cardinal baseball. For Steve-O, for Benji, for Fish, who we hope is back with us someday, and everybody's friend Nate McHenry, all the great Facebook pages out there that continue to support us unwavering. Of course, Cardinals Nation, Cardinals 24/7, Cardinal Freaks, the old St. Louis Cardinal news and rumors known now as the Redbird Report. Make sure to check them all out. Make sure to be a part of it. Again, it's a great time to be a Cardinal fan. For Steve-O, Fish, and myself, and Benji, this is Two Birds on a Bat. We'll see you at Busch Stadium.
Go Birds!
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.